We always say that Veronica Beer is about the doers, the makers, the movers, and shakers. And that can be so many different types of women.
This is The Safari. The Safari is a tour around the consumer, brand, and retailing industry. And we have the great privilege here at my company, Traub, to really be exposed to many of the great minds of the industry who are forming and shaping the future of many different parts of the consumer, brand, and retail world. And I felt it was quite interesting for us to be able to not only learn from all of those people as we do every day, but memorialize it into a podcast, which could then be shared with many of our friends and clients and you, obviously, the listener.
Hi, welcome back to The Safari. It's Kate Durge, and in today's episode, I'm thrilled to be talking to two of my most favorite fashion designers, the Veronica Beards. Today, we talk about how the Veronicas are running their global business as a duo with the motto to look good, feel good, and do good. The Veronicas talk about their passion for empowering all women, giving back to their loyal communities, and staying true to their brand. They are fabulous, and this was so much fun. I hope you enjoy. Hi, so welcome to the Safari. I am so thrilled. I've been waiting all week long to talk with my most favorite designers and greatest friends, the Veronica Beards. So welcome, Veronicas.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Love you, Kate.
Oh, I love you, Veronicas. This is so fun. This is like having dinner with two of my greatest friends, missing the wine, but we're going to dive into the incredible background and future of this global brand, Veronica Beard. So here I have co-founders, Veronica Swanson Beard and Veronica Meal Beard. So ladies, welcome. I want to start at the beginning. As one of your most loyal, devoted fans for the last 13, almost 14 years, I want our listeners to learn about how you all started and where it all began. So who wants to start off here?
Oh my gosh. All right, go for it. So we started, well, Veronica and I met 22 years ago at our friends Lewis and Alex's wedding. Veronica was married. She was pregnant with her first. I was single. Jamie Beard was my dinner partner. We were all seated at the same table. And both Veronica and I think had the same reaction when we met. It was like, oh my God, there's another Veronica. Neither one of us had ever known another Veronica. Anyway, we sit down to dinner and Jamie is my dinner partner and he's being extremely flirty and charming. And all I kept doing was looking across the table thinking, this guy is insane. Like there's no way that he's going to date a Veronica. There's already a Veronica. And I wasn't trying to be like a psycho thinking about marrying him on the first night, but.
Of course. Yes, you were.
Just what were the odds? Fast forward to, you know, we become dear friends. We become sisters-in-law once I married Jamie. And really it was years of friendship and mutual love of fashion and sitting in corners talking about product and what was missing in the market. And, you know, really, our love of fashion, really like big love of shopping, understanding of the market. And we talked about a lot of ideas before the Dickie jacket, but the Dickie jacket was our first piece that we made. And it was inspired by menswear, but we thought we'll try this jacket, we'll get it made, we'll go to market, we'll have Allison Aston help us. And you know, it started from there. It was really like a test with a hope and a prayer. And it turned into a business when we had 8 accounts at the end of that market.
It's amazing. And by the way, Kate Durge was your first client. Allison Aston, Kate Durge, here from the beginning. But honestly, you guys, because, you know, it's an incredible story. You really actually do like each other. You are sister-in-laws, you are business partners. How do you make it work? I have seen your offices. You sit next to each other. You spend so much time together. Talk to me about your strengths, because you both are very different, but you bring these incredible strengths to running the business. So, Veronica, tell me, what do you guys bring to the table that's different?
I think that we collaborate constantly. We're always, just like we did when we first met, and we married brothers, and Veronica and I were these two outliers in the family, and always were noticing what we're wearing, or, you know, I'm from a finance background, and I really, I just love gaming supply and demand, and you know, trends, and just, you know, I love finding voids. And Veronica and I always talk about the voids. We had a lot of good and bad ideas. But the passion that we share for this product and for this customer, servicing her, you know, igniting her, changing her life, giving her a resource, it gets me up every day. I come here and think about, you know, we go over numbers, we go over how many hits to the website, and we go over so many things today that we didn't even realize was going to happen back then. Back then, we were just thinking about, you know, one size dickie in every jacket, you know, and fabrics and merchandising, you know, what dickie goes in what jacket, and you know, how it's going to pop your outfit, and the jacket's the first thing that you see when you walk in the door. And now we're talking about, will they wear this jacket in Korea? And,
right,
you know, different demographics of women. And it's evolved so much in that respect, which is really about our getting on the ground and going to meet this customer across this country, across this world, and digitally. And, you know, it's a phenomenon that I think, you know, it happens as you go. I really believe that we share this, we always say, two perspectives, one vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we respect each other, and we collaborate on all of our strengths. Like, what she might find or run into a person, or, you know, make a contact, it's like for both of us, for the good of this business, you know, what we've built. And I do the same thing, and it's so different. So it's respect for the different vantages and how we see it. And we're super honest, almost to a fault sometimes, because it can be hurtful. You're like, wait, you just insulted me.
But she doesn't have sisters.
Yeah, I don't have sisters. Okay?
You are.
I have brothers. And so, but with the brothers, you get un-PC.
Yes.
Okay? And so she's like, you can't say that. And I'm like, well, you just said that. No, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. We laugh a lot. We laugh, we cry, and we fight, and we hug it out.
Yeah. And that is what has kept the business going. And God, I mean, just to see the growth and where you all have come from. We were talking about before we jumped on, you know, I have a blazer that's 13 years old with the script label. And little did we all know back then that the blazer and the dickie would transform and grow and evolve into this booming global business. And I want to talk about your approach in terms of going from wholesale accounts to freestanding stores, because you've had incredible growth over the years, but specifically in really the last 2 years, it feels like. When, at what point did you decide to open your first store, Madison Avenue, which just got a facelift for those of us, our listeners, check out the new Madison Avenue flagship store. What year was your first retail store?
16, it was 7 years ago. And I mean, if you ask me, it couldn't have come soon enough. I wanted a store year one, because for me, like, the physical manifestation of the brand and the store is everything. I am a really, like, 3D person. I'm creative, but I needed to be in an environment. And I just felt like, as amazing as our business was in the department store and the incredible eyeballs that we got, the free marketing that we got in building our brand through wholesale, which is incredible. And we owe, you know, the beginning and much of our success to our wholesale business and partnerships. But having your own stores, you define who you are. And I think that I always say, you know, when you walk into someone's home, you understand so much about them. Like maybe they like, you know, Nordic interiors, or they're really classic, or they're very modern, or whatever it is. Like, you know, the kind of music that they play, the candles that they burn, like what the vibe is, the art that they like, those types of things. And it says so much about them. So that was really the approach to our store design. And I think that it gave really this home for the brand in each of the locations, and all the stores are different. But apart from the actual physical space, what it did for our business is it allowed us to like really control the dialogue of who we are.
Yeah.
What we sell, how much of something that we want to sell, what we deem important. And I think that really now we have 33 stores. That's been transformative to our business.
Yeah.
Because we control the conversation.
I just want to add, it's also, you know, an amazing space for our events and for the community that we've built. And it's become a resource for our customers who we want to highlight and magnify their message. And, you know, we stand behind other people's brands that they've built and collaborative efforts. And so the stores are like a Veronica Beard home that you can collaborate with and bring in your family and bring in, you know,
like Penny's Flight.
Exactly. So you can describe your experience.
Oh, you guys. No, I'm interviewing you. You're not interviewing me. But I think that leads me to what I was going to bring up, which is what differentiates Veronica Beard from all those other brands that are out there. And I think, you know, VMB, you touched on it completely, which is you are bringing people in, whether that's your physical stores or to your brand. You have engaged your customer in such an authentic and organic way. And I want to talk about all these initiatives because I think you're one of the very few brands that it's not smoke and mirrors. You really do give back, you know, you really do make it happen, all these different campaigns and initiatives. So let's talk about that. Do you want to start with Make It Happen, or do you want to go into VB Gives Back? Because you're doing a lot on both.
I think Make It Happen is really like the core of our brand. That sort of, that optimism, that motivation, you know, that belief system, like whether it's like Make It Happen, like make your outfit amazing, make it happen, raise money for something, make it happen, get the job done. Make it happen, you know, score the goal, whatever it is. Like, it is truly, it is really like the heartbeat of our brand. And I think that, you know, we always say that Veronica Beard is about the doers, the makers, the movers and shakers. And that can be so many different types of women. You know, I mean, you can be the most incredible stay-at-home mom, which is the hardest job on the planet, you know, who gets it all done and runs like the most incredible home for her family and her kids and her husband and all those things. Or you could be like leading the free world. It doesn't matter. There's so many ranges in between. But
if you go back to the ethos from the beginning, we were more of a product company, you know, at first, like nobody knew who Veronica Beard was.
Right.
And I think over time we've defined what we set out to do through these collaborative efforts, through our customer, through this Make It Happen sort of, you know, call to action.
Yeah.
Because we started empowering women, thinking of women, giving women a resource to, we called it the Wonder Woman cape, the jacket. She puts it on, she looks good, she feels good, and she does good. That's our logo, you know, and it's well, that's one of our themes. And it's carried out in reality. It's not just we talk about it, like you said.
And everyone's an individual. And so when you launch that Make It Happen campaign, you celebrate specific women, as you said, women of all, you know, industries and in different areas and what they're doing. And that's empowering to other women to see that. So on social media, I've seen, you know, you've been doing that and you do that on your website. But But then I do want to talk about the give back, because I think where, again, you're putting not your money where your mouth is, but you're talking the talk and you're walking the walk. So you're talking about celebrating women and doing good, feeling good and giving back and looking good while you're doing it. Talk to me about VB Gives Back. It's one of my most favorite initiatives, and I want to talk about the impact you have made on so many different organizations.
Well, I think VB Gives Back is probably the most rewarding part of our business. I think now it's actually super meaningful, the amount of money that we give away, but that's, the money isn't even what it's about. It's the people that we've met along the way and the lives that we've changed. And I think when you say that we, you know, are very real and honest about it, I think we are. I mean, it was a major decision that we made. I mean, whether you were raised to believe that you give back, that you serve, that, you know, you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or whatever it is, it's like, that is important morals as an individual, and it's an important way to live as a brand. And I think for us, we felt really compelled because of our success to give back to people when we could, and giving, you know, women a platform to support them and introduce them to our audience and give them a place to host an event. It has created this very loyal, true bond with this community of women. And it's really, I mean, whether it's Penny's Flight, which was, you know, an incredible, you know, partnership that we had that was a day, to our quarterly partners. It's amazing. I mean, yesterday, our quarterly partner right now is No Kid Hungry. And they gave their presentation to the company yesterday. And it's just like, when you think about the little impact that we're making and what's needed, there's never enough, you know? Yeah. So we give a lot away, but I wish it was 10 times that, you know?
But what you are doing, again, as I said, it's not smoke and mirrors. This is real. This is authentic. You really are, you know, walking the walk, talking the talk, and doing that. And I think just for our listeners, you know, people have heard about Penny's Flight Foundation, and I was so grateful, beyond grateful, to partner with Veronica Beard and do an in-store initiative. It was a one-day initiative. And at that point, I can't believe it was 24 doors, and here we are. It was just last March, and you guys are already at 33 doors. But the impact that that had on our foundation, you know, not financially, separate from that, but bringing people together. We had, you know, co-hosts in every single door across the country, in Toronto and in London. And I can't tell you the feedback of women, of, you know, friends coming together who didn't know each other and meeting each other to be able to support a cause through fashion. It was so empowering for so many people. So I think it's an incredible thing that you are doing on a quarterly basis. And these one-off events. And, you know, Veronica, going back to what you said about being able to do that in the stores. And I think that is the power of having your own retail locations, because you bring people in. And I've seen this in all of your stores, from Manhasset to Charleston when I was down there, and it's different communities, but people are coming together in a really beautiful and powerful way. So
I think that women love grassroots movements. And although, like, our company is very modern, we have a very human touch to our business. And we know how important it is to be in person, to, like, have those moments. And nothing beats, like, an in-person emotional connection moment than anything, you know? So
100%.
And Veronica and I are incredibly careful about staying neutral. If you're a woman, we're a fan.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it ends. It's not, you know, anything political or, I don't know, cultural, nothing.
Right.
It's
right.
Just women, yeah. You know, and women have the same kind of interests and struggles and everything else across this world. So that's what we found, you know,
yeah.
All of our research and travels and everything else. Like, we love supporting this because this has been different over time, right? When we started, it was different. Like, women are being paid more equally to men. And, you know, there's so many things that have evolved over the last 14 years that we've been doing this.
It's so true. And I just want to go back because I think this is an incredible example of what you all have done and the impact that you've made. And we did an event with the Islanders. I know one of the Beard families is Islander and Rangers fans, so I don't want to isolate anyone.
Really Rangers this season, because you know they're number one.
I know. Listen, we're going to talk about that in offline, but with this Islanders event that we did, the Veronicas were selling some blazers in a one-off event to benefit Penny's flight. And I will never forget, it was a life-changing moment when Veronica Swanson Beard was standing in the Isles Lab store and she was customizing these blazers. And she was with John Tinelli, who is a famous former Islanders player. And a woman walked in the door with her husband and she was like, "Oh my God, honey, look who it is." And he was like, "It's John Tinelli." And she was like, "No, it's Veronica Beard." And everyone went wild. But there was another woman in that store. And I want to go back to how the give back, because there was a woman in that store who came to buy a blazer. And she's an incredible supporter of Veronica Beard, the brand. And she was standing there and she didn't know what the give back was going towards. And we had this moment where the minute she found out it was Penny's Flight Foundation and that money was going back to find a cure for neurofibromatosis, she burst into tears because her niece has NF. And she didn't even realize she was there for that. And the gratitude that she had for what you are doing and what you continue to do for so many organizations by the simplest act of a give back through shopping and through your fashion in the most.
And then that relationship that you all have from that.
And now the relationship we've created. So it's an incredible, beautiful thing. And we don't want to spend more time.
You know what? It's like multiply, and goodness gets multiplied, right? Like, if you keep, it's just self-fulfilling prophecy.
Kindness begets kindness and it just continues to grow. But truly you all are doing it in an incredible way. So VBGB is awesome. But I want to talk about challenges. What are some of the challenges you all have seen? And I want to talk about what's coming up in the future, but certainly we've all gotten through COVID. So what do you think, as from business women and designers, what has been the greatest challenge for VB?
I think that it's, you know, scary when your business is growing. Our business has been growing for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. And I think because of that, you're always sort of like, oh my gosh, everything is, there's so much more at risk, you know, and it's just keeping the eye on the ball. And, you know, I think I say a lot, it's very important to the balance of changing and staying the same as a business is really important, because you want to be constantly innovating and evolving who you are, but you don't want to lose who you were. And I think that we do a really good job at that. But, you know, there's always someone nipping at your heels, and that's scary. I mean, it's competition. You know?
Yeah. I would say challenges are this economy. When you grow fast, like Veronica said, you've got to keep that feeling of closeness and employee interaction and collaboration, and not get so big where, you know, it's like so hard to remember people's names sometimes, you know, when you're like somebody's new. Like, Veronica and I spend a lot of time getting to know all the new employees, and, you know, we try to have a town halls, and we have this amazing program called VDU. Mm-hmm. And where our employees actually get together and have little seminars, little learning classes, or, you know, maybe they're just assorting flowers, or they're just doing activities together. And we try to get, you know, the design team to hang out with the merchandising team, to hang out with the accounting team, because we're all working to one greater goal. Mm-hmm. And it can get so segued. You know, we used to be in one little office with, you know, the design team, everybody was in the same room or, and in the same floor. And then it was multiple floors. And, you know, so I think trying to really sum it all up and bring it together is a challenge, because the other thing is that we study data, you know, and we really like learn businesses before we get into them. So, you know, we learned about the jeans, we learned about the shoes, we're learning about handbags, we're launching handbags soon. And every one of these markets is different. Mm-hmm. And we seem to be, you know, firing on all cylinders and rising in all these different categories. So as the categories expand, it is tough. You know, it's like,
Yeah. And you know your customer so well. I think that's what it is. And the engagement that you've had, because I've seen you guys at these personal appearances and in-store events and that connectivity that you have with her and knowing what she's wanting and staying one step ahead, I think is, you know, credit to you all, because I think that probably has been a part of your success and the growth and the expansion. So speaking of expansion, talk to me about what's next. What are you most excited about? Any new projects or initiatives or store openings? What's on the horizon?
We're launching bags in the spring. That's really exciting because that's a whole nother, you know, piece of the puzzle. And that it's such a challenge to launch a new category. But like Raj was saying, we do so much work. So it's research ahead of time, really, you know, do our homework and then actually like when it starts rolling, like right now we're designing the fall collection and just the difference in sort of the rigor of designing that collection versus spring is so interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like we've got that one season under our belt and you know, you can see how, like, you know, just muscle memory, like you start to get it better. So that's really exciting. And we have 7 stores opening next year. So
unbelievable.
You know, more retail expansion, which is so fun.
So fun.
It's reopened today, which is really exciting.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So what is the total going to be? You said we're now at 33.
We'll be at 40 by the end of 24.
Wow. That's incredible. And global. So we've got London, we've got Toronto, and then the flagship. So LA opened in October.
Yep. LA, Dallas reopened today, the flagship. We have Miami Design District.
We're going to LA next week. Come visit us.
Beverly Hills. It's incredible. So in terms of, I guess, evolving in the future, it sounds like you're there. You're moving into handbags. You're going to complete the look, the lifestyle for your VB woman down the road.
Yeah. I mean, we're just, you know, we're adding as needed. I think, you know, there's obviously other categories to explore. But there's a lot right now just in ready to wear Veronica Beard jeans, footwear, handbags. We've got a lot.
There's enough to do.
Yeah.
We got a lot to look at.
You've got plenty. Well,
yeah.
Just a couple more quick questions and then we're going to be wrapping up because I know you all have to move on for your day. But I just have to say, you know, again, for the women out there who are doing it all and balancing it all, and Veronica, you said it, you know, whether you're running a household or you're running a business, the challenge of balancing it, you both do an incredible job. You have kids, you have husbands, you have this lifestyle. You know, how do you do it? What's sort of your North Star that keeps you going and running the business, running a family and a business?
The only way that I think that we get asked this question all the time, there is no balance, but I think the only way that we actually do it is because there's two of us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I got sick, couldn't go to Miami, thank God, could go. And really, I mean, it's like, you get two Broncos.
Then she had jury duty.
Doesn't matter, okay? Yeah.
Got that.
So,
I had jury duty the other week.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're going to go to LA a little early.
Yeah, but you both bring different things to the table. So it's not like you're replacing each other.
We're constantly collaborating during all these things.
Yeah.
And we fake it a lot, you know, oh yeah, I did meet you at that wedding. And
it was the other Veronica.
I was fonder than.
Yeah.
But it's just easier, you know?
Yeah. Well, you do an incredible job. I watch you both with your kids and with the business, and you do it with such grace and laughter and love and joy. And I think that's what attracts so many of your customers to you as a brand, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's the Veronicas behind Veronica Beard, and that stands out. So give us a little bit of something personal. I wanted to play Two Truths and a Lie, but because it's only me here and our listeners can't guess what's a truth and what's a lie, tell me what's one thing, and you've done hundreds of interviews, but what would be one thing that surprises our listeners about the two of you?
Wait, I just want to, before we answer that, I just go back to one thing about the customer? And I think what, you know, when you're talking about, we're doing all these things and she's looking at us like, you know, why do I like this brand? I think she thinks, I know when I came into the fashion world, I came from finance and I thought to myself, you know, like, I love fashion just as much as the people in fashion, right? And why can't you be like a doctor or, you know, some badass lawyer or somebody who is, you know, not necessarily a fashionista? Why can't you be all, you know? Mm. And trying to be all is impossible. As Veronica said, there's no balance. But what you can do is look good, feel good, and do good in your day. And then you will, because we all love looking good, right? And we all love fashion. And I just think that is not just for the fashion world. You know, we've opened it up to every person, every woman. That's like sort of how I feel about the business and about sharing what we do. It's like, we all do this every day. You know, we're all part of each other's lives. So that was that.
Well, and that's why you're expanding internationally and globally, because it's not just, you know, the woman in fashion. It's not just the woman in the United States. It's now you're making this accessible to women around the world. Okay, give it to me. What do we not know about the two of you? One thing.
Oh, that I speak Spanish fluently?
Okay, that's a good one. Love it. All right. I knew that, but that's okay.
I'm Cuban.
Cuban, exactly. Veronica.
I love to gamble.
To gamble. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Every day.
Just kidding. Right.
But you're gambling and in life, okay? You're gambling when you cross the street, okay? I love taking risks. I love like making bets.
But this is why you all are such great partners, because you're gambling, taking bets, and Veronica is speaking Spanish. And last question here, and then we're wrapping it up. What advice would you give an aspiring fashion designer or entrepreneur? Because clearly you guys have crushed it and you continue to. So each of you, what would be one piece of advice?
Don't build a stadium before you have the fans.
Love it.
I think you have to have a real, real, real clear vision. I think the vision that we had from the beginning of this is the same vision today, that I look through things that I wrote, you know, 13 years ago. It's the same thing I would write today.
Yep.
Be true to yourself and to your sales pitch, to whatever it is, because if it's not 100% solid, like it's built on sand, it will be revealed.
Well, that goes back to the idea of that Veronica Beard, the brand, and you two are not smoke and mirrors. You're authentically you, and you have stuck by that through everything you have done in your business and all the initiatives and your stores. When you walk into a store, you know it's a Veronica Beard store because it's authentically the brand. So I love you two so much. I could spend all day long, and thank you guys so much. I'm so grateful, and that's a wrap.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
If you want to learn a little bit more about Traub, you can go to traub.io, where you'll learn a lot about everything that we do. If you're enjoying the Safari, please do share it with your friends and colleagues within the industry. And please also don't forget to subscribe and like it. Until next time.